Let's just review, just finishing up the inyan of Hagasa. Right, we said there are two Makoros in Shas where we see there's an Isra of Hagasa. One is Shabbos Daf Yechesed Beis, where there are Choshesh for Hagasa by the Daipat, although according to Rashi, that's Bishal. According to Tosfos, many other Rishonim, that Sobeas really has nothing to do with Bishal, but at least according to Rashi, there's a Melechus Bishal going on. And for short, Sobeas Melechus Bishal in Beitza Daf Lamadalot, where it says if one person lights the fire, and one person puts the water, and one person puts the pot, and one person puts the water, and one person puts the food, and one person stirs, they're all chayav bishul bishul. So we know maybe Shabbos Daf Yud Ches, that might be Tzobeya, might be bishul, but for sure, Beis Daf Lamed Daled, Hagasa is chayav d'oraisa bishul bishul. The question is, this is what we discussed last time. When is Hagasa Chayav Bishul Bishul? I'll just briefly, and I know we discussed this, the Ramban and the Rashba say only once. They say only the first Hagasa, that's necessary in the Bishul process. Anything beyond that is at least not Bishul D'oraisa. The, what?
Not once for the first time.
Not once per person, once per Tavshil, right. Then we have two shitas, which are really the same, the Mishnah Berurah says. It's just the machlok says to how far Bishul goes, d'oraisa, right? It's only till Lachu Ben Yusai. And what do we see here? We saw the Ran says, Ad Shen is Bashel Kamachu Ben Yusai. Because after that, the Bishul's over. So if the Hagasa helps the Bishul, and there's no more Chiv of Bishul, then there can't be Chiv of Hagasa. And the Rambam, Lefi, the Magid Mishnah, and the Beis Yosef, Ad Shen is Bashel called Sarko. And the reason I put that the same is because the Shita basically is whenever there's an Isser Bishul, there's a Chia for cooking, there's a Chia for stirring, because stirring helps the cooking. Whenever there's no longer a Chia for cooking, like once it's Bashel called Sarko, you're allowed to cook it. Okay? Because Chazar, you might have to hold your hand on it, etc. You're allowed to cook it more, or you can put a Kenegad Amdura. Once it's Bashel called Sarko, once it's not been excited for the others. You're allowed to cook it more. So if you're allowed to cook it, you're allowed to stir it. After all, what's the problem with stirring? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan. In 1 second. Kuf Yudalit. The Bazem say, Yeah, you're a car of la Bishul, Chashim Levashel, because you are helping and quickening the Bishul. You're making it cook better. So obviously the Chiv is limited to when it cooks. Then there's a very, very strange Mari Weil quoted in the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe quotes here this very, very mechudish Mari Weil, Piskei Mari Weil, Machrin Yishlahak Ben Af Bekedera B'chol Inyan. Not sure exactly, but here is this. Mari Weil says forever. Okay? It's not so clear exactly what he means by that, you know, d'oraisa, d'rabbanan, exactly certain, but he says forever. And who says, who's similar to the Mari Weil? Who's for the Beis Yosef, doesn't quote here. It's early, who's similar to Mari Weil? The Kolba, but why do I say similar, not the same? Look, the Kolba of is very clear, this is the scary part of the Kolba, that it's d'oraisa. Kobol says, no, your mom is chayim. But what way is the Kobol throwing a factor that no one else threw in? Only on the fire, says the Kobol, only on Gabi Haish. So, that's, we'll put them, says the Kobol, forever, but only Al Gabi Haish. Until now, no one really is mechalik to Al Gabi Haish and not Al Gabi Haish until the Kobol. Perhaps. No one made a chilkia adarabba. There are two possible makoros and shas for the Isser of Hagasa. One for sure, Beitza Daf Lamed Aleph says, whoever's megis is chayav. And two, Shabbos Yechesed Beis says, Gzeira, maybe you'll do Hagasa, implying very clearly that Hagasa is chayav, which again, could be because of Sobeya, Tosos, could be because of Bishul Rashi. But the case in Shabbos Daf Yud Ches, where was the diapat? It was Akura. It was off the fire. So according to Rashi, it's very clear that one of the two sugyas in Shas about Augustus took it off the fire. It took off the fire and the fire. At least according to Rashi. the question is, what is the makor? Okay, before we get to another question, where did this Mariwayel and Kolbo get this very peculiar idea? What's the very peculiar idea? Again, Mariwayel is a little more peculiar because he says whether on or off the fire. The Kolbo is only on the fire, but that's also peculiar. When do we see a difference between on and off the fire? Cooking itself, it's also to cook on the fire or to be shut off the fire. Where did he get that from? And why is he so sure that it is Doraisa? Where did they get it from? So, it could be that the Mariwayel got it from Rashi. If you're not sure, if you look up the Mariwayel inside, he didn't say anything. It's just like a long line, quick psak. What is Rashi saying, Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis? Says Rashi, one second. Exactly. I just have to here it is. You stir it. And it cooks things, it's cooking. Remember, that was all my focus at the Mishnah Brewer Paskin against Rashi. The Mishnah Brewer Paskin, like Tosos, Habi Tzoveo. Yeah, that last year, I'm not going to talk to that. But says Rashi, Umim Vushal, Habi Bishal. That now, what does he mean by Umim Vushal? Umim Vushal meaning with cooking foods, or literally Umim Vushal with already cooked foods. Right? How, what's the, first of all, if our gears is moving vashel or moving bushel, we're not sure what our gears and Rashi is, what it can mean. But Rashi might mean, certainly our gears and Rashi says, uvim vushel with a vav. Maybe that means with something that's already cooked. Okay, some gears and Rashi is uvim vashel habibish. And even the bushel doesn't have to mean already cooked. It could mean something in the process of cooking, but maybe the bakar is, if you ask what the bakar of this married bile, maybe Makor is Rashi Yud Ches Amud Beis, who says Uvimivushal Habibishal, implying even something already cooked. And clearly with their honor off the fire, because the context of Rashi is he's talking about if you look here, he's talking about let me just find it. He's talking about off the fire. Chemily or leaks. Or the Yara Akura. Oh, it's off the fire. But nature said Vegas. But you're the Sir Rashi could have been off the fire. What is the Mokra of the Kolbo? The Mokra of the Kolbo, then you could say, you know, the Kolbo's a Risho. Mariwayel is like a borderline, you know, last generation for then you could say he doesn't need a Mokra. But still, you think he'd have a Mokra. His Mokra can't be Rashi. Because Rashi Davka is talking about something off the fire.
So you can see that around. Spin it off.
Not Mokr. Okay, correct. Meaning there are, you could say that, forget, absolutely, right? You could say that, I would have just less confused way, by seven, there's mission forever, right? Not to bring in another Amalacha, right? It's a clear way to say it. That's what he meant. Meaning, you could say Rashi didn't mean it was fully cooked. He just meant something in the process of cooking. Or Zaki said, no, we saw 2 days in the pasture. Maybe Davka by die, cooking lasts forever. It's called Zargo, but you've been in my food. There's something that's called Zargo. So that's Hitch, right? You could be Doka that Rashi didn't mean it, or he only meant it by die. Okay, but the Kolbo clearly cannot be working off of Rashi. Does the Kolbo have a Makor? So most Akronim assume there's no marker for the Kolbo. Marker for the Kolbo is he's a Rishon. He thought of it himself. But it's still a bit of a Chiddush, and I am very, very convinced by the Chazan Ish. The Chazan Ish says the Kolbo Taka has it. Because what does the Rambam say? The Rambam Rambam says, Gimel Yalef, also lahachnitz by grateful to Kedera b'Shabbos Walayif. You can't even put a ladle into a pot on the fire on Shabbos. Lahotzi min a Shabbos, take out from it on Shabbos. Vipnei shemegisba, because when you put in a ladle, you're inadvertently stirring. Vizemi tzorcha bishul, and that's a necessity of bishul, and it's a kumashul Shabbos, like cooking on Shabbos. Okay, what does he say? Now, it's funny. The Rambam says you can't stick a ladle into the pot on Shabbos to take off when it's on the fire. The Beis Yosef, the Magen Mishnah, Beis Yosef's very explicit, the Magen Mishnah is pretty clear. It says, ah, labdafka on the fire, right? So the Beis Yosef means whether on the fire or off the fire. Of course, there's no difference. He on it off the fire. Also, why is it also? He means if it's not fully cooked. Basically, what the Rambam says, they say he doesn't mean. What the Rambam doesn't say, they say he does mean. The Rambam didn't say it makes a difference if it's cooked or not. He said he obviously meant if it's not yet cooked. But the Rambam did say it means on the fire. He obviously meant even off the fire. That's a very dachuk way of reading the Rambam. The Rambam meant only if it's not yet cooked. He should have said so. L'chor, if I talk about sticking in a ladle to take out food, normally ladle out cooked food. Right? What do normal people do? They want to eat cooked food, so they take it with the ladle. Miss Stomach's talking about cooked food. And if you say, ah, but that can't be, after all, there's the Shuk Rambam quoted at the end of Shinchof Aleph that you're allowed to smush things in your pot and mix it all around, etc. Say, ah, that's off the fire. This is on the fire. The Rambam says. He says, what's my Kiddush? Again, the Chazanish said, the Tema. You know, the Chazanish like to read things to Pshuta. Right? He didn't feel high to read things the way the earlier Hronim did, or even the later shows. He liked to read things to Pshuta. The Rambam says, Allah Ishin, you say he means lav davka. The Rambam says, stam food, and you say he means only if it's not cooked. No, the Rambam says what he meant, whether cooked or not, if it's on the fire. Meaning, says Chazon Ish, the Rambam, the Maror, the Kolbo, all the Kolbo was doing is quoting the Rambam. And now we know why the Kolbo thought it was a Pshasha Sidoraisa. The kind of the magus chayov mishum avashel afilu b'kir b'mishelis called magulayish chayov davka alayish. Where do you get that from? The Rambam. The Rambam says chayov, and the Rambam says alayish, and he doesn't say it's not yet cooked. He doesn't say it's only 90% cooked. The Rambam says stam food you're ladling out. So it seems to me pasha that like the Chazon Ish that his mukar is the Rambam than Chazon Ish. What? Perek Gimel Alach Yid Aleph. It's also quoted in the Beis Yosef. Aser lahachnis ma grateful the kneir b'shabbos via la eish lahol to men of b'shabbos they should make his ba. Vizemi tzorchi abishul who v'nimtza kem avashol b'shabbos. Nimtza kem avashol b'shabbos. I assume it's chayim. All right, right. So what I want to do is say plus the Rambam again. I don't mean me. Chazon Ish. Yeah, you're not going to get out of this Chazon Ish.
The call is not.
I'm talking about Hagasa, right? And the Rambam says it's like Hagasa. We'll get out Kaf in a second. Now, what's the Svara for the Rambam? What's the Svara for this Chumrah? What's the Svara for this Chumrah of the Rambam what's the Svara here? What's the Svara for any of these Shitas? What's the svara to say that even after it's cooked, remember, once it's already cooked, I'm allowed to take it and put it connected to a madura. I can mamash cook it more. So it's strange. I can cook it more, but I can't stir it. It seems to me a bit. What's the svara that I'm allowed to cook it, but I'm not allowed to stir it because stirring makes it cook? What does Moshe say? Moshe is very strangely. Right? What choice do you have? There might be some pieces left, part in, little tiny pieces that aren't yet cooked. So it looks cooked to me, but there might be some uncooked pieces. So why am I allowed to cook it more? I'm just not allowed to stir it. So, when we cook it, someone who manages to cook something, some of them are careful, they check and they see that it's well done, and they know there's no pieces. But stirring is such a small thing, someone can easily, you know, miss the little pieces. You see how it's a big fish, this Ramosha. It's a big fish. If you said anything that's fully cooked, you're not allowed to touch at all. Because you never know, maybe inside's not cooked. Sicker, could be. But we never find that anywhere in Shabbos.
and taka. You're allowed to boil it up, right? Remember, we're Ashkenazim. You have a fully cooked soup, and you take it off. It's not in your hand. It's on the floor. It gets almost cooled off. Just a bit spark from cooling off. You can put it not on the fire. It's a lark. You put a kenegna dura and boil it up, but you can't stir it. Because stirring, they might be carted. Okay, could be, but it's a big kiddush. What's the svara? Right? What's the svara? The Beis Yosef already asked. He says it can't be that it was mutter to cook. Svara, mahari wild. The combo, lama aser mehagis. In Motor Lavasha, right? Seemingly very strange. Says the Integris Moshe, and maybe even Chayek, right? The Maruel doesn't say, but maybe even Chayek. They think he's also going to have to say, he doesn't literally mean Chayek. It could be a situation of Chia once in a while, right? Maybe Shema Yesh Karten, right? Literal Karten means specs. Shalom, Miss Bashu Kolzar. Okay, and somehow, we don't want to make that mistake when they put it back with the fire. They're always very careful. When they stir it, they can make that mistake. It seems like a big dechak. Oh, why would Moshe get into a dechak? Oh, there's something strange, and he has to explain it somehow, right? Meaning, not like anyone else had a better petzker. Interestingly, in the footnotes of the Shmir Shabbos, in the footnote of the Shmir Shabbos, footnote Tzadi Tess, he says, where he talks about this chumrah, right? He says, you're not allowed to stir, even if it's Moshe Kolzarko on the fire, you can't even take out what they ladle, which we'll get back to. I know, says he heard from Shlomo Zalman, the etzim in Sarachiyot. Says, what do you mean? You can move it to a higher flame and boil it up. And why can't you stir it? So he says, etc. By the way, Moshe didn't make this up. Who is Moshe quoting? Anyone remember? The Tefer Shmuel, which you can find on the bottom of the Rush. Right. So again, this is the name of Moshe's Chiddush. Tefer Shmuel on the bottom of the Rush said this. What? It's all good questions.
He's going against it. You know, I was saying a different thing. That wasn't the chant for Moshe. But globally, you have to say this show. Tefer Shmuel would be used to.
Hagasa, etc. Said there's an issue of Rabbanan like the Tefer Shmuel, etc. And then he says, "Ikigandas haKolbo." She'll move in a dover. Correct. He didn't say this for the Kolbo. He said this for the Tver Shmuel's exerter one because the stomach there aren't generally. Okay, so not for the Kolbo himself. He doesn't really justify the derisa. He just says, "I don't know." You're right.
So the Tver Shmuel is that you might think one of the you may not have been a part of it. You just might think the whole thing. You might
let's see. The Shem Yitim Yosef Mishal Kolzarko, etc. The Ika Ktsas Tamlan is Daiti, he added this. Your average Ika Karton, one is Mashal Kolzarko, right? That's very small, says maybe it's a Kotan, but it's okay. So that's. Let's do Tefer Shmuel, the Igris Moshe, Shema, right? Yeah. All right. Say it in a little separate lines.
We'll give it. Yeah, I think they're mostly trying to say this isn't the town of Kobo, but
well, Shema lo nispasha called Sarkal, and adds Ramosha. I think he's trying to say this with the first one, but there's no point arguing about it. Right? Ulay ish karten. Shalom nispashal. I thought he was trying to say this is a continuation. Even the it's very small. It doesn't mean people are gonna just be crazy. Consider Sepsha the same shot. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says a little different. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman of Orbach and Perik Allen. The Ara Sadi test of the Shmir Shavuot Basa, he says also Zera. Again, none of this is going to help super for the ball, right? He says also Zera. He says, but why don't we make Zera something fully cooked? You can't cook it again. He says, no, because everyone knows cooking is awesome, so be careful. Everyone knows if I let you reheat something that was fully cooked, you won't come to reheat something that wasn't fully cooked. Because you take it very seriously, cooking on Shabbos. But if we let you stir something fully cooked, people don't think of stirring as malacha. It's like Martha's malacha. If we let you stir something as fully cooked, you might think stirring is totally innocent and insignificant, and stir something that's not fully cooked. Okay. And it's doubt on stirring, because it seems so small to people. It seems so insignificant, right? On Gosru, Shema, Yavo, Lehagis. Not that you might make a mistake about this one, but next time. Zera shelo nisbashla ki hagosa eina nereis kemalacha. Okay, so you see how this is different than our motion there at the very small. What is it? Maybe this pot's not really cooked. That's good. It's not cooked. This time someone will search that it's not cooked. That's Xavier. Again, not explaining the culpable white things. The Chazon Ish points out, however, that the Kobo says, well, these are not great explanations why it's a chiyuv. It could lead to a chiyuv, you know, in some cases, you know, or next time. But that's not what he's. That's not what he sounds like. He points out, no, that what does the Rambam say? The Rambam has an interesting lashon here. What's the Rambam's lashon? He says, what do all the Rishonim say? They say that, if you had to give me two words, why is that Gasa Aser? Mishnah Berurah is a Lashon, because it's Makari of Bishon. All the Rishonim say Makari of Bishon. What does the Rambam say? Sounds very innocent. He says, Mitzarchi of Bishon. You could say Mitzarchi of Bishon means Makari of Bishon. Mitzarchi is something that, but who says Mitzarchi of Bishon? Right, the Chazon Ish points out, look at some other Rambams. What does the Rambam say when it comes to we'll do some Rambam's pair of tests. The Rambam says, pair of tests, halachi yud aleph, sochir sabege, is machabe sechayim, sheschitam tzorchi kibos. The Moshe Hagasa Mitzorchei Bishul. Schita is a need of kibbutz, like Hagasa is a need of Bishul. Schita doesn't make it wash quicker. But Schita is something you have to do after you wash it. After you have to wash it, you have to spin cycle. Nowadays, why don't we bring our clothing after you wash them? You do. You put it in the washing machine, it has the rinse cycle. And then at the end, it has a spin cycle. What's a spin cycle? It just spins really hard and squishes it at the wall, squeezes it, all the water out. That's Schita. Just think it was a centripetal or a centrifugal. But the Rambam has an amazing line here. Schita mitzarchei akibas like hagasa mitzarchei bishul. Schita doesn't make kibas happen better. It's something you do after kibas to complete the professional process. That's what the Rambam means. He doesn't mean it's also because of the makari bishul. If it was also because of the makari bishul, it won't be also until the bashul gold circle. No, it's... It's something you do afterwards. It's not the only Rambam. It's also, the Rambam also says that like pulling the thread is mitzorchei of sewing, even though you do when you finish sewing. Basically, there are the professional way to do things. There's some things, sometimes there's other things you do afterwards. When I wash the clothing, it's already clean. It's already clean. I've done kibbutz. But you know what? It's professional to squeeze out the water, even though it's already clean, and I'm not cleaning it anymore. That's a professional thing you do after you do laundry to get a good result. Likewise, after you cook something, part of the professional process is to stir it to get a good result, even though it's already cooked. And you'll say, why don't you say for the toilet? It's already clean. How can there be any sort of shita? The answer is, you're right, it's already clean. If you wash it again, you're not chayav. Right? No one's going to say, if the toilet is clean, if I add water, I'm chayav. Okay, but there's the avloch, and there's sarche avloch. Sarche avloch, we meant chayav even after you finish the law. Because it's a different step in the professional process. Mehechi tasei lech. Lech shevas asr Torah. I think that's pshat in the Rambam. It makes so much sense. The Chazanish points out that he compares the hagotz of tzorchei nishul to the tzorchei kibbutz, and it's already clean. The point is that, now again, I'm not much of a chef. Maybe someone here is a bigger chef than I am. But after you cook something, you have to stir it sometimes. Maybe you have to stir it so that it will not burn on the bottoms, that the heat won't hold, that it can work at the bottom to the top, even if you're cooking, maybe for some other reason. And when you stir it on the fire. You stir it on the fire. Stirring it afterwards, that's not part of the cooking process. That's just want to give everyone an equal part of what they serve. It's not part of the cooking process. But I think that makes a lot of sense. Stirring on the fire, even if you're just stirring so the bottom doesn't get more cooked, it doesn't get burnt before the top. Okay, so that's part of the professional cooking process. Just like squeezing meat. You're already finished washing it. But now it's wet, and you don't want such wet clothes, so you have to squeeze it out. You already finished cooking it. But you don't want it to burn on the bottom and not on the top, and therefore you have to stir it on the fire. Or whatever.
What? Stirring off the fire is not tzarchei
bishul. Correct. Stirring off the fire is not tzarchei bishul, because once it's off the fire, you don't need to stir it anymore. There's no heat coming.
Yes. The tzarchei bishul is not burning the fire.
I don't know. And you need to stir. And what's chita? Just so that it shouldn't be wet when I put it on.
No, it's libun. There's a lot of libun here.
What do you mean? It's already clean.
It's not clean. It's not clean. It's wet and sopping wet.
Okay, you're saying the water is dirty.
We've not done it.
Okay, I'm saying it's an amazing comparison. The Rambam says, "Haschita tzorchei kibbutz moshe agotz tzorchei bishul." What they're trying to say? Don't be surprised that schita is an isur daraisa, even though it's already clean. After all, agotz is not halacha, even though it's already cooked. It could be I'm not a good enough chef to appreciate the amos. But I think the Rambam, Latias Daiti, I think the story is very clear, says the Chazan Ish. This is one, this is two, says the Chazan Ish. And this explains the Kolbo. Why is it Doraisa? Because Mitzarchei HaBishol, not Mekari HaBishol. Now, I know this is against other Rishonim. Don't take it for me against other Rishonim. It's the Sheet of the Kolbo and the Rambam. It's not the Sheet of all.
And the Kalim Kavar thing that you do when you cook. I can understand it's Mechale. Mechale, or things that we happen to do after being Vasha versus things that are part of the Vishnu process, right? I mean, it's easy to be Mechale. Sheet of thing. Otherwise, yeah, your clothing will remain dirty because your clothing won't get usable. But the fact that we happen to...
I mean, it'll dry, actually.
But so why is it start beneficial to then, you know, cut it? Everyone cuts their meat afterward before they eat it. I mean, we like, in the dover soap then, for things that we happen to do.
Just like sita is mitzarchei hakibus, that it is, you know, putting the finishing touches in the halacha of mixing water and something. This putting the finishing touch in terms of applying heat. That's what's only applying. So when you're applying heat,
you can make it help it cook. It's already cooked. That's tzarchei bishul helping thing.
No, that's so much more. I understand that's what everyone thinks, but that's not what the Rambam thinks. Let me get a little understanding. I mean, you know, this is I have no chidushim here. My only finish is that I like chavish. And I think he got shot, which is something he's very cautious on. Anyway, Lanias Daiti, I think the swara might be Mitzarchei HaBishul, that will explain the between on the fire and off the fire, because off the fire, yeah, you can not get cooked, off the fire could be a problem. Then there'll be a part that's on top that's not so heavy. You want to get 1% more cooked. I understand. Pure HaBishul can apply even off the fire. a tiny bit, and a tiny bit is still asur. But certainly official, it's only on the fire. That's part of the professional cooking process. It's part of the professional process is that when things are on the fire, you have to stir them sometimes. Maybe you have to stir them beforehand, maybe you have to stir them afterwards, you have to stir them the whole time. Chefs, professional chefs stir things. That's certainly official, and even if it just means that you finish the mission. But now you want to make the result just a little more perfect. And if not your official, that's when it's not Yafalo, and it's not Yafalo's no issue at all. But if it's an independent professional step that makes the result more perfect, that's when we start the official, and then the Rambam would aser. And Kachnirlam is Daiti is shot of the Rambam and the Kolbo, especially given that, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman and it's very Shmuel, and then the Rav Moshe are really not good shot of the Kolbo, as Rav Moshe admits, unless you want to really make his whole Lashon Lavdavka. Okay, we have three pshatim why you would have this strange phenomenon that Beis Yosef refuses to acknowledge here. Certainly refuses to acknowledge in the Rambam, why you'd have this strange phenomenon that, and again, just getting back to the Rambam in Perikof Aleph, what does he say in Perikof Aleph? He says that, Mutter Ligmor Shchitas Harifos the Etaparer, and here he's talking about Dosh. He's talking about Shchita. He's not talking about Bishop. You're allowed to finish squishing your food with a metal with a wooden spoon, but Tochakir was in the pot of Shabbos. Actually, you know somebody else. Like, after you take it off the fire. Okay, so there it says after you take it off the fire. So says the Beis Yosef. Ah, there he means it's fully cooked. And over here, it's us, he's not fully cooked. But a little striking here, he says, Aleish, and there he says, I'm afraid of somebody else. The Rambam was very, very clear. Stirring is us on the fire, but are off the fire. Why? Makes a lot of sense if you say that it's because Sartei HaBishl, I understand. You might still want to squish something off the fire. That's not Sartei HaBishl. That, say, goes together in the laws of Koshim, Shlokos, etc., and the Chosr Dicha and all these squishing things to get out the juice inside. That's not part of the cooking process. Why? Right? It's not dealing with how to apply heat to food. But when it's on the fire, it is. Cap Nerlini is 19. And my fish.
We'll try this needling. Shouldn't be.
Ah, give me a second. Okay. Now that we have this, how do we paskin, by the way? How do we paskin? We paskin. Shalom al gabe ha'esh ajnis bashal kol tzarko because of the carry of the bishal and al gabe ha'esh we're mafir like the kolbo and it seems pretty clear the rabba. How do we know that we're mafir? But we are not mafir like the Mari Weil even if it's fully cooked off the fire. And I mentioned something before who says we're not mafir like the Mari Weil. The Magen Avraham and then Hey says Mendalit says the Ramah was machmir like the Mari Weil. Let's go to this Mari Weil. Ramah was machmir, look at Tiva. But the Achronim says the Minhag Ha'olam is Lahakel. I never bet people for machmiris. Minhag Olam is Lahakel, although I'm sure there are, says the Magen Avraham. Ha'olam Nagu Heter. And he says, because there's no other way to do it. Says the Taz and the says the Bir Halacha here. He says all the Achronim are Mekel, and then he says, well, the Magen Avraham sounds like maybe it's only when it's in heart Machmir. Yes, you're being Machmir, but maybe it's easy. We should be Machmir, and so they don't know. Okay, no, maybe the Magen Avraham's not Machmir. The Magen Avraham's not to be Machmir at all. Being the Mishaburi quotes the Achrona, we're not Machmer at all, quotes the Taz. If you want to be Machmer, optionally, just be Machmer at Hagasah, don't extend it to Tzavakaf. But even that, I really haven't seen people be Machmer. I'm sure there must be out there. The Minig Olam is Lahaka Lagamre. Even by Hagasah. Our road cell, Lahaka, the Mishaburi from the Taz, Yachmir, Rock, the Hagasah, Mamish. But the minhag is l'hakel af bazeh. The Mishnah Berurah wasn't saying, it's better, Tovahachmir. It's hard to tell what it means you want to. Tell them you want to. Everyone picks up on it. This isn't if you want to, people didn't know. The Minigolds are not Hoshi Mari Baila all, not for a Hosabik, not for Leila, not for Kaf, not for Hagasa, that someone takes the food off the Ever Moshe assumes that the repulsion that we're not mafkir for it. He doesn't, you know, doesn't think twice. He says, no, push it off the fire. We're not mafkir, even for Mamish. But the Kolbo, the Minigolems that we are mafkir for. How do we know the Minigolems are mafkir like the Kolbo? The Magen Avraham, right before that, at the end of the sum of books of Kutten and Bees, says, and he quotes the Kolbo and the Mishnah Berurah. Quotes the Mishnah Berurah in two places, deals with the Kolbo in Sivkat Kufir Gimel, says, Nispasha called Sarko, Afilo Omid al Gabi Ka'ori, even on the fire, is mutter, to take with a ladle. Afil the Eliyahu Rabbah Masak Yishlah, but much of it, the Eliyahu Rabbah says you should answer it. And the Kodri says, because of the Kolbo, not that the Eliyahu Rabbah just quoted the Kolbo, and likewise, he quotes the Kolbo in Kuf Yud Ches, sort of when he throws in everything that he didn't throw in yet. Beis Yosef Kasa b'shem Kolbo Dikshiyala Eishchai v'Agasa Filum Bushel Kol Tzarko. Okay, there he's just quoting it, so it's really Kuf Yud Gimel that he's Machria. Then he says in the Shartzion, I don't know why. Okay, so we have three theories why. He doesn't know why. We have three theories why. But anyway, Nishburu Kavir Gimel, the massive Yishla Surazet is Machr on this. So this is who said for Machr on this, the Magen Avraham. What did I say? Sosif Katan Mem Beis and the Mishnah Berurah Kof Yud Gimel. Our Machr like the Kolbo. Let's just ask one question, which everyone's keeps asking about. Who says ladling is the same as stirring? So who's the first person who said that? Maybe the only Rishon who said that? The Rambam. It's pretty big, right? Said the Rambam. He didn't even start with ladling, right? He doesn't start with hagasa. He starts with serving, with ladling. Says the Rambam, also lahachnes magrefa likdir b'shabas v'yala'esh lahotzi v'edah b'shabas v'esha megisba. Okay. The Rambam's Chiddush that ladling counts, and the Beis Yosef quotes the Rambam also holds this. Who are on the Rambam? Who says Sata. The says the Ravid. One second. Uva Sagos. Okay, if you have a Frankel, you can find it. In the non-Frankel Rambams, there are some Ravids that are quoted in the Nosei Kalim, but not in the middle. So I'm reading through the Magen Mishnah here. Uva Sagos Amar Avraham. He quotes the Ravid. Why did they print it here? Whatever. The whole history of the printing of the Ravid and the Rambam is a little funny. Whoever first printed the Ravid and the Rambam didn't have a full set of Ravid, as it were. And then someone bring the Magen Mishnah, the Kesher Mishnah on the side, and they start quoting, they quote Ravid when they want to discuss it. And then at some point, if you would open a Frankel here, I'm sure you'd see it in the middle. But here it's in the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah had it in his Ravid. Good enough for us. His Ravid came before the printer's Ravid. He lived before the printers. Vasagas Amar Abram hit for Zalmidosa. He exaggerated. She also holds the idea there about grief for the Aser taking out with a ladle. Exaggerated. What's right to say? Could be. But if you want to talk about a Hagasa, but Hippers Almidosa to say ladling out, that's crazy. That's going too far. That's going too far. So basically, what do we see? That when it comes to Hosa'a Bikaf, is that like Hagasa? Says the Rambam, Aser Kimo Hagasa. Says the Ravid, Mutter. Now, what did the Rambam mean? Did he mean it's mamish Isidore rice like Hadassah? Or just that it's similar? So, we don't know. Says the Magid Mishnah. He says, give me a second. Yes. He says, Ligzor, Be'enim of, he says, it's a Ligzor Mashnosas, my grief. And then he says, you know, she's my gossip. He of Osir Lachnosa. And he seems pretty clear that things only Dorbana. Not that the Rambam mamish meant it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, just meant it's a d'rabbanan extension. Okay, so is it mamish? However, says the Magen Mishnah, mid'rabbanan. It's not mamish. It's a mid'rabbanan. It's an extension of mid'rabbanan. So maybe it's only a shash d'rabbanan. And the Rambam says it's not a shash at all. What do the Achronim say? What do the Achronim say about this? So, if you look in the Ramah, when he quotes the Mari Weil, first of all, the Mechaber says, Emotzim Bekaf Mehem. No, he's asked her even on ladling. The Ramah, look, Achilish Jarf Dir Becholinyan, Cholinyan means across the board. He thinks the Mari Weil didn't say, but he thinks the Mari Weil said evenly. Mishnah Brura, Yukov Yigimel B'Shem El Yoraba. Motel Hotzi Bekaf, Avobel Yorama Mashma the Ace Last Service. And it's clear in the Sharatun, it means even a Kobekaf. Basically, the Kobol didn't say whether Zasra even legally. They might well didn't say Zasra even legally. But all the Achroven take the Rambam and assume that we all like the Rambam, that whenever it's Usr to do Hagasa, it is Usr to ladle. Basically, this Rambam. Here you got the Ran and the Mechaber in something that was Lonis Bashel that they say ladling out is as bad as is or is Usser. And the Rambah and the Mishnah Brura even the Dovar Shenis Bashel culture. Are macher not only on stirring, they're even macher on ladling out, which is where we say, which is where we say that nowadays, I think everyone knows, right? I don't know what the Sephardim's minhag is, but at least Ashkenazim, we're knowing that, I think they teach all the Ashkenazim in high school, that, like this Mishnah Brura, that when it's on the fire, you can't ladle out. What if I want to serve soup? Right? You can serve soup. When the soup is on the fire, you have to take it off, put it on the counter, and then you can serve the soup. Or what the idea? Shol to the crock pot. You can't ladle out the shoulder from the crock pot. Even as the bush and gold circle, only you have to take it out of the crock pot in there, and then what if you want to? This creates a lot of commerce, right? What if Friday night shulot? Heard of Friday night shulot? In Moko. We always had Friday night shulot, right? Still have?
Yeah.
Still have Friday night shulot in Moko. How do you serve Friday night shulot? When the shulot pot's on the fire, you can't ladle out Friday night shulot. And if you take it off the fire, if you want to put it back, you have to keep it in your hand the whole time, right? Otherwise, it's a problem with chazara. Right? There's a big shulot pot, meaning there's no like ways to keep it warm. Either it's on a big fire or it gets cold. Right, you're not putting a kinegan anything, or they're all going to be or any of these things. It's a fire. So what do they do in Moko Friday night? They pick the two strongest guys in Moko. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to be able to say that back in the day, I was the intellectually strongest guy in Moko. But at the very least, I was one of the two physically strongest guys in Moko. So we'll leave that the other athletes to... to Rabbi Dalia Hofberg, to Rabbi Yaakov Orlowski, and to Rabbi Simon, and to others, the muscles, and so two guys would take the pot, take it off the fire, put it on a little stool, and hold their hands on it, and then they'd ladle out until they gave everyone their midnight chillet, and then we would put it back on the flame, and even though we keep it on a stool, okay, it wasn't quite floor, even if we put on the stool, our hands would be well. It was still very, very hard to get the whole pot onto the stool, and it was much even harder to get it back onto the fire. But that's what you have to do. You just can't look at all from on the fire. So what's the, let's just go to the halakha l'maisa when it comes to ladling.
We all agree it's one.
What?
Will it be the legally one drop?
Even though the Chora told me drop off, that's it. It's not most of the Rambam. But the Mishnah were also in the Shartzi and Kabbalah, both assumes drop off. But still, okay? We're all Orthodox Jews. We don't deserve the rice, and we don't deserve the Rambam. So again, when it comes to, let's review a second. Lonis Bashal Kol Sarko. Okay. Osir Lahotzi the Kap. That's already, we're pretty straight. What about, what if, for example, what?
Even Shlaga?
L'chori even Shlaga, yes. That is the Mechaber, right? Ha'el Shem, do you remember and what was it? Even, Ben Al-Gabe Ha'esh, Ben Sholo Al-Gabe Ha'esh. What about this Bashel called Sarko? Ain't no agave ha'esh. That machron mishnah bura. Ain't lehachmir. Fine. Right? Even if you want to be machron, don't be machron. Right? You want to be machron, start fine. Well, the nigga will not do that either. But what if it's a more common case? Meaning, let's get my chont off and I realize that mamish wasn't cooked. Then I shouldn't. It wasn't fully cooked. Then if I want to eat it anyway, I certainly don't put it back. That's fine. I shouldn't even ladle it out. I should just dump it into a big bowl and then ladle out quickly shaving, right? You shouldn't ladle out quickly shaving. But what about the more common case? This basho called sarko al gabe ma'ish. So then, usur the hosi the kaf, we are machbir, even though the kobol talk about ladling. But when the mishabur calls from Kabib Gimel, says ladling. What's the machlokas is? What about if you need to be mako? What about if there's no other way to do it, right? What if you don't have such strong guys, right? Or what if M E F Shar Bleho Tzavikaf? What's an example of the F Shar Bleho Tzavikaf? Let's say you have a one piece crock pot. Nothing comes out. It's just on the fire always. And you're supposed to wiggle it out. And you'll make a big mess if you dump it. You don't have anything safe to dump it into without making a big mess. So the only way to eat this is to throw it out. Or for the Chazanish's case, what if your flame is not Gar Pekatim? You don't have a Gar Pekatim flame. You just have a regular crockpot. That's an alarm for a crockpot. Let's say it's supposed to be American contingent. Okay, that was just thinking of you, Jesse. What if it's not Garfa Kotzen? Your food's in a crock pot? And it's not Garfa Kotzen, you have nothing to cover the fire with, etc. If you take it off, you can't put it back. So, midnight chill, you're stuck. Right? Or what if you have no instrument to put it back? What if you're stuck? You want to take some midnight chillings, but then you're not able to put it back. So, what do you do if you're stuck? Can you be Mako? Not even against the kobold, because the kobold just said not to stir. We're not stirring. We're just ladling. Can you make it on ladling if you're stuck? Okay. I don't know what your intuition is. Says Rav Moshe. Give me a second. Where was this? What if it's too heavy, right? Remember, we shouldn't have strong guys. What if it's too heavy? Or you're by yourself. And it could be not midnight children. You want to serve your Shabbos day children. But it's too heavy to take the children off the fire. Right? Says Rav Moshe. If it's on the fire, it's Aser Midrabanan. There's this Kolbo, which I don't understand. This is for Shmuel, and then I'm going to say the first Shmuel maybe better. etc. Says Rabocha, this is those tests. No, can't be made. He takes this very seriously. Says Rabocha, Igris Moshe. Usher. No, you can't be made even Bishas Tzorah. So what do you do? Just don't eat your sholat. Too heavy to get off the stove. You're an old lady. Too heavy. You're too heavy to take your soup off the stove. And you just want a bowl of soup. Fuck what? That's what Moshe says. And that's the Pashim Shad and Rambam. That's the Pashim Shad and Rambam.
Fourth round,
even though he doesn't read the fourth round of the Asra.
No, right.
Well, what's the Chazanish does?
Fully cooked, you can't, sorry, that's the
Chazanish. No! I'll read you the Rambam. It's the last time I'm reading the Rambam. Can also my highest my grateful like the dare of the Shabbos the Hiyal Panish. I'm not allowed to put in a ladle.
But the Kobol is stern.
I know, but the Rambam says put in a ladle.
Yeah, but the Rambam is not cooked.
That's what you think.
But the Kobol just put it on the Gossip.
That's what you think. Because you think that your real coverage Mar Dasar Mar Distral and Ravadia told him that he owes the right shot in the Rambam. Okay. But the Chazanish says, nah, it's not shot in the Rambam. Not shot in the Rambam that it's only not fully cooked. The Rambam could afford enough ink to write. It's not fully cooked. Be mute. Instead, he wasted his ink writing the Zal HaEsh when he didn't really need it for it. Okay. Anyway, says the Chazan Ish though. Mutter. Why? Because it says only Chomer B'Alma. The Chomer B'Alma Bide Efsher. Bide Efsher Rav Machan Chomer B'Alma. Of course, what do you mean Efsher? Efsher not to eat this. No. He means that. If you can't eat your food that way, then we're mikel. So that's my close to Rav Moshe and Chazan Ish, even though it's funny. Rav Moshe had a very dachuk hesper, and yet he thought it was very serious korban. Rav Chazan Ish had a great hesper, and yet he thought it's a great hesper, but it's still not the way you paskin. It's just a chomer b'yalma. Okay, you can have a better hesper, but still be machulia that we don't paskin that way. It's just a mini b'yalma l'chachila. Basically, the Chazan Ish assumes a mini b'yalma l'chachila. Rav Moshe assumes. No, it's mamish and din. The minute the Shmuel Shabbos Tosfos says like the Chazan Ish. I think the minute of like maybe Moshe could have masker. Maybe it was Esther there. Maybe Moshe could have masker. It's a very holy place. But the Maisa says the Shmuel Shabbos Tosfos equals the Shmuel. The Maisa we pass them like the Chazan Ish. That once it's fully cooked, even though there might be a good svar for it, it might be Rama. For to be against that, it's a Rambam. Even though it's a Rambam, still, he says we don't like the Rambam. He says we don't like the Rambam, says Chazan Ish, that if you're stuck, you can be makel, especially since even the Rambam didn't mean that this was the race. The ultimate this. So it's your Rambam, the Rambam, she goes, Yachid, and you're stuck. We're not machmir. Now again, I don't mean you can stir it. We're not makel to stir it. We're just makel to eat it. And to eat it, you have to ladle it out if it's too heavy. Or his example is one song they have some tomorrow, and it's not going to help them, and they'll be Israel Chazam. Or whatever the case may be. Okay, Allah Almighty says we don't like the Chazanishness. What's Sidra Al Gabi Ha'ish in our modern context? So on a plata is Al Gabi Ha'ish. Yes, sorry, plata is Israeli for Hamlet. That's Al Gabi Ha'ish. That's for sure Al Gabi Ha'ish. In a what? Yes, even if there's something mafsik, we still assume that's a kabbalah. On a, remember in the old days, anyone talk about the lech on the gas stove? Or whatever, yeah.
Not really.
I still own one of those plates. Like when I grew up, no one had hot plates. You just turn on your gas stove. It's the Garfa Katam, so you bought a sheet of metal on it. Okay, so. Okay, that's considered agave H. But let's look at some Ramoshas. Just maybe one or two Ramoshas, and then we're done. Says Ramosha in number Yud Aleph, he says that it depends where it is on the blech. Sometimes you have, remember stone has multiple burners, right? Let's say you have four burners, and the blech covers all of them. But you can move the pot over so that it's on the left, but not on the burner that's on. It's on the burner that's off. It just gets left, distributes the heats a little. Is that called on the fire, or is that called off the fire? If it's on the left, but not on the hot, but not on top of the fire. Now, on a hot plate, there's no such thing. Either the whole hot plate's on or it's off, right? There aren't like separate parts of the hot plate, right?
What is the material? Is there like a wire that weaves through the whole hot
plate? Yes, there's a wire that weaves through an element that weaves through the whole hot plate, correct. I don't mean every inch, but if you're from the perspective of a pot,
no,
the whole thing. Right, there's only empty space that's not on the, but on a stove, if you turn on all the burners, then it's, what about on the other half, what this burner's on, this is off, and it's on the off. Says Rav Moshe, that's considered off the fire. So says Rav Moshe, you have something in old fashioned black and you only left on one or two burners, whatever, just move to the other side of the black and then you can label it out. That's off the fire.
There's no show of chazar or anything like that?
What?
There's no show of chazar?
So we will we'll get to it. But Lemaisi is going to say no. That is your base, really. That he thinks there's no issue of chazar in that case. It's very far. We'll have to see where we go so far. Anyway, what he says is, as long as no part of the pot is on the fire or right next to the fire, figure out what that door is. But if it's mamash on the other side of the blech, that's considered off the fire. Okay, nowadays we use hot plates, that doesn't help us. But if you have a blech, then it's very easy to serve. All you have to do is, you don't have to pick it up, just move the pot to the other half of the blech, and there's no fire there. If you didn't leave on all the fires. And then you'd be allowed to serve. Just some other kulos for emotion that we hold like. This is a funny one because he didn't directly say this in the answer, but it's the core of the question. Can you take something off the fire, stir it, and put it back up? That's an interesting question. And Rav Moshe says yes. I asked him. Masiral may have blech al gabi eish lamakol al blech shayyad. So let us vote. Like, so sham, just put it on the other side of the left. Stir it there, add water, stir it, and then put it back. Rav Moshe is not bothered by this. He says no problem. So Lechor, what he thinks is that it's even okay to stir it off the fire and put it back. And his last kula I wanted to mention out of these three, based on three haros. From Rav Moshe, number one, three kulas from Rav Moshe, the other half of the blech is considered off the fire. Number two, you can stir it and then put it back on the fire. Number three, and this is in your Dalit, he says, this is pretty obvious, something that's not really stirrable, there's no isser. Like, is it just a pot of water? Like, you can't really stir it, it's all the same. So something, or a pot of clear soup. Basically, if something, like, it's not shy of the stir, you can't stir clear soup. Again, it's not such a common case who has clear soup. Usually, you have one kind of thought, soup that you can stir. But theoretically, I'm not saying it's a very practical tool, but that would be one. The last thing I want to mention, let me just make sure there's only one last thing I want to mention. Rav Moshe has a big phone. Rav Moshe has a big phone. This is going to depend very much on the smara. What about, covering a pot that's fully cooked? Right? Now, if you cover a pot that's not yet cooked, pashut, that's an issue of the rice, the makari bishel. Obviously, it cooks a lot faster than the pot is covered, the heat doesn't escape. Says Rav Moshe here. In the end, he says, and here he's machalke him and it's first wall, you're right. So here we see he wasn't really trying to fight to the first wall. Okay, good result. He says, well, according to the first wall, that like we're afraid it might not really be cooked. You should be goes are also uncovering. After all, you uncover your pot, it's cooked, you can't cover it again. Because maybe it's really not cooked. And therefore, he extends this Hagosa Isser to covering a pot as well. That is a big chiddush. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa and Ponot Kol Ches is on the fence whether we should be machmir this way. this way or not. But this is very much going to depend, I think, on your on what pshat is. If pshat is like the Chazon Ish, then it's pasha. That's only stirring, stirring. It's already official. Covering a pot once it's already cooked. That's not a professional action. That's just keeping your pot covered. Or Shlomo Zalman. Also, the I just said he heard from Shlomo Zalman that the Sarah wouldn't be shy if they'll cover the pot before we're here. Only I'm also thinking mistake about it. Where Moshe says, maybe for the very Shmuel, you should be machmer even to not cover a pot on the fire. That's a big chumrah. It's fully cooked, but on the fire, you shouldn't cover it. Okay, where Willick says we're not going for this. Or Moshe, Lemaisa, and there was Shlomo Zalman. It flows from there. It's Rabbi 39 blocks. But 281. Lemaisa, Rav Moshe extend this tremendous chumrah of the kolbo to covering the pot as well. And in America, many people are machmer that if you uncover a pot, you can't cover it again, even if it's fully cooked on the fire. However, we're not kosher that way. And the kolbo chidusha, it's enough to be machmer for the kolbo, the katchila, for stirring, but we're not machmer.
You have some stuff. You know,
no, I'm covering the pot is not hatzmana. But what Moshe points out is that if something's not fully cooked, obviously you can't do hatzmana. That makes it cook fast. Right? But we're only talking about fully cooked here.
There's
no hatzmana covering the pot. Hatzmana is only if you insulate. Okay, what's the gather? What's the gather? We'll get to it.
Are you saying that in the pot, it's according to the Chazon Ish, that stirring pot is a certain for sure? Covering a pot is not necessarily a show, therefore it's not even to be mature.
Correct. Covering a pot is not like a show, but professional stuff, like stirring.
Ladling is not necessarily a show either. It's so that's how you eat.
So he would probably admit that's only a drabbanon because it leads to a gus. Like it was. Which is why he's makel and ladling, you know, when you eat. Okay. So the mice, we don't extend this against Ramosha. We don't extend this to covering a pot. It's only a special chumar for stirring. Okay, briefly, let's finish this. Simon, your test. Also, tok shem and a shomal at sliva odu v'negin abdura. You're not allowed to smear oil or garlic. What they have in common is that they are raw. On roasted meat, when it's near the fire, even though it was already cooked, even the meat was already fully cooked. The meat's already fully cooked. But if you smear oil or garlic on it, you're talking the oil and the garlic. So it's obviously a sir. They're just two ha'aros from Boldenos and Caleb say the same thing. The Taz and the Ram and the Mishnah Brura says, first of all, according to us, even if it's not near the fire, it's usr. Even if it's in a cliche, it's usr. Because we're mapping the dillard bush, it's treated like a clevisha. So if you have a piece of roasted meat, you can't smear raw, you know, condiments on it, even away from the fire. Even in a cliche, because we always treat it like a cleavage. Second Hara in the Magen Avraham says, but if there's something that's already cooked, then there's no problem. So let's say you have schmaltz that's already cooked. You can smear on your meat. That's already cooked. And ein bishol achar, and ein bishol achar bishol. And it's not a problem. No one melts straight into the meat. It becomes a problem. What? But the what? A lash and a sign would be usher, correct. Okay, just one ha'or of the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura throws in a few things at the end here. One thing that I think would be relevant to us. He says, klibishal shalonish according to samovar. I think samovar is actually in the Webster's dictionary. A lot of use in English, but it's not so common. It's really a broken word. It's some sort of urn. Shavuch tamir. Shabbos also litul min amayim b'shabbos getting gork min egecholim. You're not allowed to use a samovar, take water from the samovar, if it fills coals inside. Kain kasam shevet to save reception shalayim, etc. Shake yushalmi, etc. Hatam, why? Nishu also prokin. It's made of different pieces. So it's yari shema yisakel piruko v'mosef mayim. You're afraid that maybe where it can start attached will get broken if you add water. What's he saying about the samovar? You're not allowed to use this special kind of samovar. It's not nothing to do with our modern day kid. Shabbos, because if it has coals in it, because if there's no water, then the heat breaks the kli. So it's a gzeira, you might add water to keep the kli from breaking, but then you'll keep the kli from breaking, not halacha, but you'll be cooking water. Then you might cook water and keep the kli from breaking. Okay, can anyone think of a contemporary thing that should be usher because of that reason? What? Urns and what's circumstances? If you left it on boil, but look for it, that'll happen whether you take water or not.
I keep adding.
Yeah, but I'm saying there's nothing you can do. Meaning, what's the example? Maybe don't leave it on boil for Shabbos. No one does that. Hurts anyway. I think the contemporary application, Lani is Naiti, I think it's Pashat Usser. You know how sometimes when you take water from an urn, it runs out of water? Like it stops? But if you tilt it, you can get more? You've done that, right? Tilt it to get more? What? What's the shot? Why do you have to tilt it to get more? Why can't they just make it so that all the water comes out?
There's a minimum amount that you want
to have. Because there's a minimum amount of water you need there to keep it from breaking. Because if it has heat without any water absorbing the heat, it'll break. Now these things, a button that tries to catch it, but still, you're taking your chances. So that's why all urns have the faucet higher than the bottom on purpose, so that you can never get out the bottom water and it won't break. Again, now they have safety mechanisms, so it won't blow your house down, etc. So it won't, but still, it'll break eventually. So what can you do? If you tilt it, you can get that water out. And you know what? If it's a weekday, you can tilt it and get that water out and then turn it off or unplug it right away and it won't break. On Shabbos, if you tilt it and take out more water than you should, it'll break unless you have water. Now, let me cite you, that's the issue of this year's apple. That's our samovar. It's possible to tilt and get out extra water on Shabbos because the xer of samovar, the Yerushalmi, because someone will be tempted to add water so it doesn't break. That's our modern day samovar. You can use the urn. As long as it's made specially to work, as long as you don't tilt it at the end.
It doesn't break.
I know nowadays they have a circuit breaker inside and it just catches that circuit breaker and turns off to keep your house from whatever. But when I got married, they didn't have that. It usually didn't break, usually just blew all the electricity in your house before it broke. It's like 50-50. But someone tempted to have water, so they blow all the electricity in their house. People are still nervous about it. Because that's not 100%. And if that button goes off too many times, eventually it breaks. I think it's just still like it's still us tilt because people are nervous about it and they might come to add water. Oh, you'll say, how likely is it that an Orthodox Jew would come to add water and earn a job? It's just they're afraid of whatever. Okay, yeah, how likely was it in the Yerushalmi? The answer is it might happen. Could happen. People get very nervous. Anyway, Kachner Lemis Dike, that's the modern day samovar. Okay, Victor. Adrin Alecha. Submission your test. Yes. Yes, and then Shmuel.
Basically, just a practical thing to get out of here. So your challenge drying up, is it better to pour hot water into a cliche and then pour it while it's still on the fire, or take it out and either pour it in from a cliche or do it directly from there?
Great question. We'll get to all this in consideration of Gittel, but in case it happens this week.
It's still an official shiloh. It's about, first of all, adding water.
In case it happens this week, if you are Sparty, then you have this Torah that we weren't so convinced was logical. Right. Well, okay, the Mishpura says it, or Rabbanya says it, and if everyone says it, it doesn't matter what we think. So if you're Sparty, then you can't add, right? If you're Sparty, you can't add water to yourself. Because once a cliche, it's sort of cold. And so if you're Sparty, you have to take your trim up off, make sure that if it's a case you're going to be allowed to put it back, or not to be able to be out, etc. Put it under your urn and have the water go straight to the urn to your cholent pot. If you're Ashkenazi, for various reasons, it's mutter, then, or you can just water the shady as long as
you're not going to pull.
And therefore, if you're Ashkenazi, you could transfer water in a kishini, and you can even, what did the kolbo say? The kolbo said that, what was the lashon of the kolbo? You have to be careful then not put hot water in the kedera on the fire, because the women, because they stir it to get the hot water in, and then it's also a stir when it's on the fire. Rav Simcha Bar Cohen is a das yachid. He says what that means is that it's usher to pour hot water to something on the fire. Just pouring hot water counts like stirring. That's how he is mefarish the kolbal. Yes, because when you pour that water, that's automatic stirring. But that's das yachid. All the other modern-day poskim say no. What he said is you can't let them do it if they're going to stir it. But if you want to add hot water without stirring, and you pour, you know, relatively gently, if you want to add water without stirring, you can do it even on the fire. So the maisa, you could, for Ashkenazim, you could take hot water in a lisheni from the urn and pour it into your pot, even when it's on the fire, if, as long as you don't stir. And that's not against the code.
We wouldn't look at that as sarchi bishul.
What?
That's not sarchi bishul?
It's a great question. The answer ultimately is going to be the Chazal or Magdir certain things as sarchi bishul, and hagasa is something which is found in Shash. And yeah, you know, I could start making up stories. Yeah, you don't usually need to add water, but a professional always stirs, or whatever the reason may be. But the mice, we don't. Okay. What? What do you mean? You put it in the urn, you had in your hand the whole time, you had in mind to put it back. Ah, you're asking. No, it's Dover Pashat, Shevet Farm Chutin, that taking off one fire slash utensil into another fire utensil is called Chazara and not called an Avlokach. Okay, we don't know the answer. We haven't seen it, but we'll see that's Muskum. It's Muskum that it doesn't have to be the same place. Chazara can be a different place. That's Muskum. Sorry. Okay. Reish no Gimel or both sides. Hilchos Shehiyah v'Chazara. Very learned my son. Okay. Before we get to Reish no Gimel, there's an answer of Shehiyah. Right? That may or may not be what the Gemara is talking about at the beginning of the Paratira, right? Depending on your Hananya or the Chachamim. And it's definitely what the Gemara is talking about in Davar Chesam and Beis in the end of the first parak. The Gemara says it's usher to do Shehiyah on Shabbos. Why is it usher to do Shehiyah on Shabbos? It says on Davar Chesam and Beis. Why is it usher to do Shehiyah on Shabbos? To leave your food cooking on a regular fire when Shabbos starts. Two words. Shemi yichata or three words. Shemi yichata yicholim. You might stoke the coals. Right? Keep in mind, in the old days, this is a very, very common thing. How do I know it was such a common thing? Because in Hilchos Bishul Akum, who remembers? In Hilchos Bishul Akum, the Ramah says, oh, there's no Bishul Akum in Jewish houses. You don't have to worry at all. Why? Because even if the goyim cook, the Jewish family members always walk by and stoke the coals. And therefore, the Jews always doing some of the cooking. Okay, what do we see? We see, we're not doing Hilchos Bishul Akum, but we see Metzius. The Metzius was, this was a thing people always did. This was a very common thing that people stoked the coals. It was a normal thing to do. So we're afraid that you might, obviously on Shabbos, you were nizer not to do the normal things. They're one of the 39 normal things that are almost blocked up. But just in case, they made a gzeirah shem yichata b'gecholim. You can't leave your food cooking because you might want it to cook better, want it to cook faster. And whenever anything's cooking on a weekday, you want it to cook faster, so you make sure to keep the plate going, kind of stoke the coals. So you might, Chas v'Shalom, do that on Shabbos. Okay, interestingly, Rav Moshe deals with, Rav Avadya also deals with, in even at a little greater length, if you want to look in the Omer Chelik Bav Siman Lamed Beis. Does this gzeira apply nowadays? After all, nowadays we have electric and gas stoves, etc. You ever see people stoke the coals? You don't stir it, you turn it up. Is that a normal thing that people turn it up? That, like, I'm cooking something and all of a sudden I see, oh, it's not cooking well enough, so I'll turn up the flame. Yes? What?
That's also good.
Okay, great. What? Nah. Anyway, the interesting question is that in those days, like, the coals would die if you didn't stoke them, right? They didn't have a way to, like, continuously supply power. Nowadays, we can continuously supply power. I'm not denying anyone ever turned up a flame, but, like, if you want a high flame, you turn on a high flame, and it stays that way by itself. You don't have to do it. It's low maintenance. You don't have to do anything, right? Wherever you turn the knob or press the button, that's how it stays. So you don't really have such a shot. Hey, put me, you made a mistake. You put it on too low of a flame. But like, Catholicity, so it's not a mistake. It was just naturally fires die down if you don't stoke the coals. So nowadays, that's not really necessarily so shy. So Moshe questions, maybe nowadays. We don't need this Xera or Avadia at great length discusses. Maybe nowadays it's not Shaykh. I'll read. If I remember where I put it. All right, maybe I won't. But there's not an unreasonable half of you that maybe nowadays the Xera doesn't apply. But and you'll see a little later why I'm even bothering to mention this. But Lemaisa, bottom line, we assume this theory does apply. We assume that, look, since you could turn off the flame, even though it's not as likely or necessary as it was in the days of Chazal, but that's the nature of Xeros. Like, Xeros apply even when the reason doesn't. And we wouldn't have flames anymore, then, okay, there's no sense that the Xeros doesn't apply. We have a passage, the reason is not so strong. Things they were still applied. That's the nature of Xeris. So even though in our day and age, our fires are much more advanced, and it's much less common that people have to soak the coals, as it were, but the Xeris still applies. And that's why nowadays, it's muskum among everyone I ever heard of, that there's still an isser of Shehiyah on Shas. And that's what we see in the Shulchan Aruch, the generation of Gimel. Hira, Shiasuya Kikdera, Mishosna Pia Kedera Lamala, Vish Makam Shisa Shte Kedera. So what is a Kira in those days? Their ovens were a little more primitive than ours. They were like big Plecheris. That, I mean, there were other kinds also, Stama, those days, Plecheris, that you could just put a fire and food in or on. And basically, Kira was made like a pot, just a big pot. So what's a pot? It was a big Plecheris, and you put on top of it a actual pot, and a Kira, as opposed to a Kupach, was like the size of a double pot. Im Huska Begefesh, she sold cells. If you fueled it with Gefes, which is the leftover olive peels, et cetera, if you squeeze the olive oil, obeys it, or with wood, which is how we do our fireplaces. Also, Legion on top, Shalom Yom. You can't leave food cooking there from Friday. The Shahosola, Ella, and Canis, Bashabot, Sorko, Stamik, Rallo, etc. Okay, why? A little later, he says, Chayshina Shema Yechate. Okay, because we're afraid that Shema Yechate. Okay, how would we try to organize the halachos of Shekia? The best way to organize all of the Shia is to see in what cases Mojib Shia. What are the exceptions to this thing? Right? Because there are many, many exceptions. Already from the very beginning, we see an exception to this Zera. What does he say? If it is fueled with Gefes Ve'etzen, right? That's the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Yeah, I know what I would say the other side. Here she should call the kashu baba, no tafshel, but gefes ve'etim, lo yitain kashu baba is okay. Gefes ve'etim is not okay. So he starts with what is not okay. And then Deuteronomy says, with buska the kashu baba, but lushal salat bilain lo grufa, the lo katuma, the het of kashu baba. You need to say that it's not going to be lamaisa heter now. What's kashu baba? Like straw and rakings, like, and why is that mutter? If it's kashrut vava, because it doesn't make coal and you can't stoke it, right? So it's just not shy. I mean, it's also probably not so good for cooking. It's, you know, probably only the poor people thousands of years ago did it. Okay, so if it doesn't make coals, then there's no, basically just disappears and gives you very little heat to do the best you can. Okay, there's all these details which are not so lemaisa nowadays. How about other things? So, for example, the Mishnah Berurah discusses in Sifkata and Dalin, how about if you use actual coal? Then it's Pashut, which is coal, so the coals, right? How about Psula Shumshin, the leftover sesame after you
after you squeeze them. In Gimel, he says, Yishomrin, that also, so was Shoshimit, is Bechlal Gefes. That's what he points out, that Rashi says that. Okay, how about dung? Right, they used to use dung. So, he just points out this. The Rambam seems to have the opposite here in the Yerushalmi that we do. And our printed Yerushalmi is, but we follow the Rambam. And he says, Vloli behema gasa are usser, dunga behema gasa is usser, but dunga behema daka is mutter, because I guess the dunga behema daka doesn't form holes, and dunga behema gasa does. Okay, so that's talking to this first line of the Mishnah. Kiri used to go with kashuk bovet mutter, because it's such an inferior fuel that there's no tzias of shemichat begecholim. But lamaisa, you know, we. All of our fuels are as good as, I know, we don't use any means. We use either gas or electricity. Gas and electricity, we assume, are more like gefes ve'etzim and are usher. Okay, so let's continue the machaber. Again, I'll start again. Getting curious, she assumed the kederim, shows up here, kederim, the mal, v'yishma, bachim, shvisa, shtei kederos, and huska, the gefes, sol, shal, zesim, ve'etzim, usher, lecha, l'tash, l'yom, shal, osho, la, el, and kane, Ispasha gold sarko, wumitstamake viralo, delekalamecha, shemi yachate. Oh, shuchai shalom ispasha pal, the game shuchai, me see if they do menu ad, mamacher, kalalalu, ispasha below, toy, aval ispasha, sasla, ispasha gold sarko, akil ispasha gold sarko, tharabiopolo, kashina, shemi yachate, vassar, lasho, so, aleha, ella, and kane, dorath, etc. That was enough about for now. What does the machaber say? He says there's three dargas. If it's cooked enough mutter, if it's raw enough mutter, if it's in the middle, the not the sweet spot, sour spot, oh, then it is usher. Where does he get that from? Gemara in Daf Yud-Chesed Beis says explicitly, by the way, what's the context of Daf Yud-Chesed Beis? Machlok is Beis Hillel Beit Shammai about? She says, Caleb, are you allowed to leave your Caleb in Wachan Shabbos? Now it's clear how we but so, Beis Shammai helps usher and Beis Hillel, and they ask the kashya, say, according to Beis Hillel, why can't you leave your food cooking? If your kelim are allowed to cook on Shabbos. Mar says, no, that's not because the kelim are cooked. Half your oven, your pot are doing wachat Shabbos. That's not why it's usher for Beis Hillel. Your kelim are allowed to, well, it's usher, so you say, Hashem yichate. And then it says, avahasha, the remark, zir Hashem yichate, v'gecholim. Then, haikbi rechaisa, shari la numche. If it's raw, that's okay. My tamik came because the word to ask to mass of night to be lost in the color. If it's raw, then it's mutter. Why? Because raw food's not going to be cooked for dinner no matter what you do. And it will be cooked for lunch no matter what you do. It'll be ready for lunch with or without stuffing the coals. It won't be ready for dinner with or without stuffing the coals. So it makes no difference. So we're not chosesh. A bushel shachar, it's already cooked. That's also okay. Why? Because it's already cooked. You're not nervous about stoking the coals. Again, on a weekday, who knows? You might always want to keep your fire going. But on Shabbos, if you're not feeling pressured, you're not going to forget about Shabbos. Bushel, the low bushel, usher. When is it usher? It's usher if it's in between. Okay, because then it won't be ready for dinner without doing a column. It will be ready for dinner. Column, and then someone might be so nervous and so pressured, they'll forget about Shabbos and and if you throw one raw bone, one raw limb, one raw piece of meat, then garma literally is bone. It means a piece of meat. Doesn't mean like a bone, like a dog. Means something to eat. Then that's okay. So if you throw one raw thing, then you're showing that you don't need it to lunch. And then you're not lachotz about it. Okay, that's the Gemara. That's only if it is in between. Now, the Gemara Daf Yechesed Beis is very diplomatic. Says if it's already cooked, there's no gzeira. Doesn't say how already cooked. That is the machlokas that occupied the whole first two lot of the third perek, right from Daf Lamed Vav all the way through Daf Lamed Ches. The machlokas being who and who? Hananya the Chachamim. Hananya the Rabbanan. That's machlokes in Hananya and the Rabbah. Right? When the Gemara Daf Yechesed Beis says, Bushel, what's the lashon? If it's already cooked, shaper dummy. Bushel,
Shocker, dummy. If it's already cooked, no problem. Why? So you're not nervous anymore. You're not pressured. How cooked does it have to be? What does Hananiah say? Right? Hananiah says, K'machal ben Rusai. What is the Geder of Machal ben Rusai? What, the Geder? Because it's edible, it's just not fully cooked. It's cooked enough to eat, but it doesn't taste proper. It doesn't taste good yet, but it's cooked enough to eat. What's the Svar of Hananiah? Once it's already cooked enough to eat, you're not so pressured. Like, yeah, it would be nice if it was fully cooked. Right? What do we call that nowadays with steak? Rare. Right? If it's not rare, then no one would eat it. If it's rare, then, I mean, you know, some people will like it rare. Everyone will know rare if there's stuff. Right? I'll get a fact that your site is always the fact that he's abandoned and always on the run. Okay. Now, what's the Geder of Machal ben Rusai? So, as Bible pointed out, we're not sure if it is. Say again. Who says which?
Rambam and Rash.
Anyone? Rashi says a third, and by process of elimination, Rambam says a half. Thank you. Right. Of course. And Rambam says a half. How do we paskin, by the way? Assuming we hold like Hananya. Or there are going to be other nafkminas on Machal ben Rusai. How do we paskin? What do we think? How do we paskin? He is an Ishtar Reiser or a Bob. So what would you think? We should be Bekel, like Rashi, that wants the third cook. That's Mutter, if you hold like Hananya. Is that, in fact, what we find?
What is Machal?
That we're machmir. How do we know we're machmir? For example, over here, I know we didn't read far enough in the mechaber, but we will. And he says a little later, "Higiel machol ben drusai." Okay, he just says machol ben drusai. Yeshom shkolz bashal k'machol ben drusai, and he doesn't explain himself, but the Mechaber does explain himself in Simon Reish Nun Dalet. He says, "Ain solid," when he's talking not about cooking, but about roasting. And why he throws it in roasting, not in cooking. You don't have to ask such questions of the Mechaber. He throws it in someplace. "Ain solid, butzel, beitzo, basar, gabi, gefolim, ella, kadeshi, solim, yulyom, mishnei, tzad, maf, bender, sai." You can't leave it roasting, saying Shehiyah, unless by the time Shabbos starts, it's already roasted. Kamacho, both sides kamacho. Soy shuk hatzi bishulo, which is halfway. So the Mechaber Reishon and Daled Beis paskins hatzi bishulo halfway, like the Rambam, and the Achronim seem to agree. If you go back to our simon, the Magen Avraham Tes Zayin says Ayin Simon Reishon and Daled Seif Beis. What does it mean? Ayin Reishon Daled Seif Beis. It means that we paskin that it is chatzi bishulo. And if you look at the Mishnah Brura in our simon, Seif Katan Lamed Ches, he says Yeshom Chatzi Bishul, Yeshom Shlish Bishul, Vashol Benarach Mekamis of Reishon Daled Seif Beis Sosam Chatzi Bishul. Stopping for now, meaning they all accept the hachra of the Mechaber that it's chatzi bishul, right? What do we paskin? Chatzi bishul. Why? Why do we remember? Why not say Sof Gervon Rekula? But there's a concept that the Achronim point out, even though normally we say Sof Gervon Rekula of Chumra de Shabbos. Because of Chumra de Shabbos, sometimes we can draw upon it. Doesn't mean always, but Shabbos is very Chumra. It's more Chumra than a regular Drabbanon, because the Dereisa of Shabbos is more Chumra than a regular Dereisa. We all know that you never eat the cheeseburger, et cetera, right? Even a Dereisa cheeseburger, but still, that's not nearly as bad as full of Shabbos. So likewise, a Drabbanon of Shabbos, we're sometimes more machmir about than a Drabbanon of Basar B'Chalav. However, ends the Mishavur Lamed Ches, Uvimachamat Tchak Esher Yishal Hakam. The Shasa Tchak, you can even eat them. After all, it's really something you're running. Really something you're running with Kula. Really, and is that really a rule in Shat? Chazal didn't tell us something you're running Shabbos Lakobra. It's not from the Afronim that, yeah, we try to be a little extra mafir even on our bottoms of Shabbos. But that's what happened with Shas at Chak. You can be makel. Let's say, mom, if your food is a third cooked, the Shabbos is starting, and you're stuck. You don't have dough for custom. You don't have any of the proper equipment, right? And, you know, what are you supposed to do? Your food is a third cooked. You don't have a hot plate and a blush and whatever else. Your food is a third cooked. What are you supposed to do? The answer is you can leave it there. You should have planned in advance for it to be half cooked. But if you're stuck, I'm not talking about you, Sam. What?
It's also the Sonic. Yeah.
So? What are you, the Baltimore?
Okay.
No, but that's the Shulchan Aruch. I took the Kurn to Kanan. Why am I talking the Kurn to Kanan if that's not what we read from the Shulchan Aruch? Because there are more asking like that. So you're right, I go a little out of order.
Do you measure
by time?
And how long?
Yes, if you're supposed to cook it for 2 hours and you cooked it for 1 hour, that's it. Technically, you probably wouldn't count the time necessary for it to first get hot, then start cooking to cook it hot. Okay, well, let's assume that you can make your cheshbon work out such a difference. You know, if it takes 10 minutes to get the yatzah lettuce bowl, then maybe that would count. But okay, it's
you know, packages to me.
I mean, I don't know anything about cooking. But yeah, let's think of pasta. That's a good example. The pasta says in the package, cook for 10 minutes. If you cooked it for 5 minutes, that's machal ben yirsai. I'll leave it to the Rambam. And if you cooked it for 3 minutes, that's machal ben yirsai, according to Rashi. Pashtus is medium is called circle, half of medium is machal ben yirsai. According to this,
is that means I'm a rogue.
According to this, a chef should probably tell us or that to cook something rare, you put on half as long as to cook it medium.
Very beautiful meat, like that's in like all the cooking. You cook meat, like rib, whatever.
If you cook, if your meat is rare, then you can't warm it up Shabbos morning. Those are called sarco, and you might cook it more. If someone does it, the epic you'd be allowed to eat it, remember? Because machlokes we show them whether it's sort of cooking once or any machlok on your side, and therefore with the epic there'd be no pets. Yeah, if you want to reheat your meat Shabbos morning, you better make sure it's not rare, or not even medium rare, called sarco. But usually the meat's not. I'm not a buck.
It might even sound good out of it. Meaning if you cook the
most things you warm up Shabbos morning are with stomach problems. But again, here we're not talking about here, we're talking about things you'd be fine. In terms of
cautious, if you
when you warm up things Shabbos morning, you always warm them up without spring. Most things you warm up without graveyard with stomach. Okay, but that's not our topic next. We're not talking about warming up. We're talking about leaving on Friday night. Anyway, Lemansev says Hananya, Kamachu ben Yersai. What are we passing about Machu ben Yersai? Says the Mishnah Brura. Lecha Tchila, one half. Bishas Hadchak, one third. Because really, Safi Yerba of the Tula. Again, everyone's a Safi Yerba city. Bishas Hadchak, what do you mean? Can we make a lot of Safi Yerba city? Bishas Hadchak. Something Rabbanan, which is it's nice to have a chomer Shabbos. That's lechad chila. It's not a rule in the Gemara. Just a lechad chila of the Achron. That's chomer Shabbos. We try to be more machmir even a something Rabbanan, but Shas Achak. And obviously, if you have it, let's say someone did shehia and it was only a third, then pasha they want to be somechad, and there would be no knas. The Mishnah said that explicitly in Mem Gimel. The linear did the end of lower to my point of your shlish. The rabbi who should dissolve. Okay, that's Bishasakak or the event. Okay, but that's all Hanani. The question is, do we hold like Hanani here? Hanani is a big maker. Hanani is a big maker. He says, once it's Gamachal Ben Yersai, no problem because I guess he has more faith than Yidden.
Ah, I understand. Since I'll be the Xavier, if someone's food is not edible, they might be tempted to call shots.
No, even to forget, whatever. But if the food's edible, come on, Yidden, Shabbos, the food's edible. We understand we'd like it to be dinner. But the food's edible, they're not going to go hungry, so you think a Yid would be so much better, so pressure that if I could get it to call Shabbos, the food's edible, no, gosh, it's not so important. Shabbos will overcome it. Okay. Good. You like that. The Bet Chananya. Or at least, again, Leo threw a monkey. Maybe he tried to throw a monkey wrench into Chananya. But we're not the Baltimore yet. That's Chananya. What's the other opinion? The other opinion is Babish. The other side of the spectrum is what about the Rabbanan? By the way, what does Chananya do to the Mishnah? Doesn't the Mishnah say Kira Shishikua? You're not allowed to put stuff on a kira. He says that means chazara. You're not allowed to do chazara. How to do shahira. Okay. Someone asks themselves, why would it work different shot of Chananya said about the Mishnah? But if no one asks themselves, then we'll wait to see what Rabbi Yonah says. Why do the words say for Chananya the Mishnah before Machal Ben Yosai? Why not say for Chananya all things Mishnah here just before Machal Ben Yosai and the Gemara Fakat? Not a good question, no? The answer might be Stam, the Gemara didn't want to make that a small Okenta, or we should learn Halacha. Okay, we'll get to it. Great. Great. But you're supposed to ask that question. Okay, good. But let's put that in our back pocket till next time. But what did the Rabbanan say? According to the Rabbanan, it's only mutter. What's cooked enough to be mutter? Mevushal called Sarko. And now there's a whole sugya in the Amarai. But at the very least, the way we are maskana of the Rabbanan, right, is it even enough to be mutter called Sarko? And then you're not pressured? Only if it's not a rilo. As long as it's not a ketolo, you still feel pressure. Keep in mind. When we paskin, mitzvah beravlo, mitzvah tovlo has nothing to do with the abalacha mishnah, right? Meaning, once in Moshe built Sarko, there's no more abalacha mishnah. But we're not talking about the abalacha mishnah. What abalacha are we talking about? The abalacha mishnah. Take zero atu, you might raise the flame. Zero atu may raise the flame is meaning Chananya and the Rabban have nothing to do with the machlokas as to whether there's an abalacha mishnah or something ready to push the follow the machlokas. It's like, no, we're talking about psychology. We're talking about the Isser. They are less to turn up the flame. What's the psychology? Are we only afraid the Yid will turn up the flame if he's really under pressure because his food's not edible yet at all? Or no, we're afraid the Yid might turn up the flame as long as there's an incentive to turn up the flame. When is there an incentive? If it's not fully cooked yet. Even if it is fully cooked, it warrants a machlokas. What about the thought of the envelope? And the maskava seems to be there are 2 days in the car. Right, but the way we paskin, right, mevushal called sarko. Again, I'm not saying it's obvious to start on the whole. The word is mesupif, but the way we paskin, mevushal called sarko, mitztamek iralo. Meaning, if it's macham and yosayif, it's 50% cooked, or 60, or 90, or 99% cooked. We're still afraid you might raise the flame, bring it 100% cooked. If it's 100% cooked, but getting better. We're still afraid you might raise the flame to make it better. Because you know what? Hopefully everyone in this room grew up with a Jewish mother, right? You don't want certainly don't want your child's food to be really edible. No one ever wants that. Sorry, bad. You don't just want it to be mushroom sarka. You want it to be a shock, right? And therefore, we're solely tempted to forget and raise the flame. We're not too much bullshit. Doing out of the pressure, they'll forget. They might be tempted to forget and raise the flame, even if it's mitzvah to total. When will there be no pressure? It's mitzvah to follow. And then, obviously, there's no pressure to raise the flame, because the more it cooks, the worse it gets. So you for sure, you want it to keep a little warm, but you don't want to get too warm. So they're very, very machmir. Again, there's a day and an hour in between. Once Moshe goes sarko, then all the pressure ends. Because stomach fiyafalo, people don't care that much. But no, we possibly even sound reasonable. People feel pressure. Until it's not Rallo, they might still feel pressure. That is the opinion of the Rabban. How do we paskin? How do we paskin? The big machlokas, right? and again, this is maskana of the okay, big machlokas. Who paskins which way? Who paskins which way? Let's put the Rishonim. The Rif is like the Rabban. And the Rambam is like the Rabban. That's pretty serious. Who else? Anyone remember any names? Yeah, you have to memorize every single name. No, like the Rabban. What?
No, it was in Rashi.
Calls them being like Hananiah. No, Rashi's also like Hananiah. What?
And he's saying the Smag is not reported with Rashi.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the few places where Rashi passes the Mishnah. Rashi usually doesn't pop the Mishnah. Here he happens to
the rest of it.
The Rea Bar Tzaloni and the Sheltos.
Yeah, Rashi.
And depends how you look at it. And that's the controversial part. And Rabbi Yoma and the Rabban, right? A lot of one Gon, the Sheltos. And a lot of the Rebbe Bartzalomi, right? Everyone remembers Rebbe Bartzalomi because they're positive for the new artists. Remember the Rebbe Bartzalomi on Frisbee? Who else do they quote? The Rebbe Yonah and the Ramban. Basically, Rishon Sfarad and one of the Gaonim. Who's on the other side? Who passed like Hananya? Basically, all Rishonei Ashkenaz. Rashi, Tosos, the Smag, the Sefer Truma, that goes to Emoni, goes to Mordechai, the Or Zeruah. Basically correct. Rashi, Tosos, and I think all Rishonei Ashkenaz. Rishonei Ashkenaz. I know what the Rush thinks is a little controversial, but Lemaisa, he comes down. Yeah, on his side. And even some Sephardim. Who did you just mention? The Rashba Sephardim, right? So the Rashba, even some Sephardim, or at least one, the Balamor, well, often possible like Ashkenazim, and you have some Gaonim as well, right? Rav Haigon and Rabbi Hananel, sort of between, you bring down the Machlokes, that's in Sephardim, Rav Haigon, Rabbi Hananel is considered very Kashuv, some of you should say called Mara Gibri Kabbalah. All those words are Sorov, but they go on him. Okay, so you have Rishoni Ashkenaz and some non-Rishoni Ashkenaz, like Hananya. You have most Rishoni Sfarad, like the Rabban. It probably would not be a surprise if we found that when we open the Shulchan Aruch. The Machaber. We think the Machaber should paskin like the Rabbanan. After all, he had his rule 2 out of 3. Right? Rambam, Rif, and Rush, the Rush one of Shoni Ashkenaz. He's on this, right? We could add the Rush to some known use and also to still be star in modern games. Huh? So 2 out of 3. Okay. And all the star. Except for the Rush. All the star, maybe, except for Rush would be the Kanan. And we would not be surprised if the Ramah passed like Hananya, because that, like Mamish, every single one of the Rishonei Ashkenaz passed like Hananya, right? The Parashat Ashkenaz, there was never anyone who didn't hold like Hananya, you know, at least as far as Beis Yosef is concerned. So let's see how we paskin.
Paskin against the Rav.
What?
Paskin against the Rav.
Because there's Rav on both sides here.
No, I'm saying
okay. Why Paskin like, meaning not why did the Achronim Achri and the Rishonim? How did the Rishonim know how to be Machriya? So here the truth is, it's a whole mitzvah of Torah of how they knew how to be Machriya, right? And the Beis Yosef, if I'm not mistaken, he doesn't go through the Shachar Mataria so much of like, you know,
your eyes.
What?
Said your eyes.
Yeah, but he's not ma'ayin in exactly how to prove which way. So great question, meaning obviously if we had no, if there was nothing in the sugyas, it would be pashat. Yachad rab, halachad rab, right? That would be it. So why are we showing Ashkenaz pasul like Hananya? What? That Rabba is medayik that the Mishnah is like him, right? What does Rabba say? Let's find Rabba. I'm not going to bring all the rayas. But first of all, there's on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, he points out that. We'll get to that in a second. On Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, he points out that Rav Yitzchak Bar Achmani and Rav Oshaya, that's an Amud Aleph, Paskins like the Chachamim. Rav Bar Chana and Rav Yochanan, Paskins like the Chachamim. And Rav Sheshes and Rav Yochanan, Paskins like Hananya, very explicitly. Paskins like Hananya. So first of all, Rav Sheshes is already a bit of a basroi, but then the Gemara says, Hanina, it's a Mefurish Mishnah at the end of the first parak like Hananya. Meaning, it's a machlokas, the Mishnah meaning Kira, which is the Mishnah about Kira. We don't know. Maybe it means L'shahos Tanan. It's also L'shahos, like the Chachamim. Or maybe it means L'hatzir Tanan. There is Mutter L'shahos. She is Mutter. It's only also L'hatzir, like Hananya. But the Gemara says Tanina, that it's a Mishnah in Daf Yud Testament based Stam Mishnah. A Stam Mishnah like Hananya. So what does it say here? Ein Tzol and Butter, Butzel, Ubeitza, Elevnish Yitzulu, Mibot Yom, Ein Nostin, Pass. Latanar in Kachecha and Lukhari Lokom Elokadeshi Yikru Panel Miba Udyo. You can't leave your bread baking unless it starts to get a crust on Friday before Shabbat starts. Hold on, that's not fully baked. That's just half baked. Right? So what does that prove? That this mission like Hananya, not the Chacham, and that's exactly what Mar says. And in Lahatzer Nam Tanina, they also make a deal from their third part, but Lahatzer Tanam, which supports space and the all the Mishnayas, like Hananya. Then when they say, Rav Sheish is not a deal from the Sri Vashlam. What's Rav Sheish even bothering to tell us? It's somewhat worse than Mishnah. You're right, he was just being the Dike, the Mishnayas, for us, in case we didn't know how to put ourselves. Sounds pretty clear, like that we pass like the Mishnayas are like Hananya, not to mention the fact that Rava. Says like Hananya. I'm a Rabba to write to me. The Gemara said, Rabba's for sure the best writer. Here, right? So Rabba says, and it's not, and the Gemara doesn't say, oh, no, that's not Psham the Mishnah. Or it's not the Duke of the Mishnah. But she just has to tell us it's Psach. Gemara said, it's a Rabba and Psham Mishnah. Two very good reasons to like. Those are the reasons they pass like Hananya. Rava and Stam Mishnah, and
Stam Mishnah Chaver has an also Mishnah.
What?
The Insol and the Chavask is like he's different.
Ah, so he has an answer. He answers it up. That's not what the Gemara says, right? Pasak Rabbi Nachman, Allah Rabbi Sheshna Rabbi Yochanan, the Rava the Amar Tavayu Tanina Sfirli Kavasei, Chen Pasak Rashi, the Stamas Nisin Kachananya. Okay, Rava Stamas Nisin. You can get out of the Stamas. That's not what the Gemara says. Or doesn't get out of the Stamas. Okay, those are the main reasons of Asla Hananya is Rava and the Stamas. Of course, what will the Rav of the Rav say? They'll say, no, that Stamas is different because the bread is baking so well that the bread bakes easier than cooking food, and therefore we're not worried to eat. So say whatever you want, but that's the Mechaber himself. When the busser in the bottle of pizza also says half is good enough. Okay. He says, yeah, that mission was talking about a stronger fire, which didn't eat so as much. But that's not what the Gemara says. Lemaisa, interestingly, if it's so pashut, then why would the riff in the Rambam pass like the Chachamim? The rule of Allah doesn't override Stam Mishnah, doesn't override Hilchot Basrei Rava. So the main reason is because you have and how do I know this is the main reason? Because even Rashi was already worried about this kasha on his psak. they see this as the strongest kash against the time. Obviously, it's subjective of the main reason. But one of the reasons is because the Amorim have such detailed discussions as to what's considered mitzamek yafalo, what's called mitzamek v'ralo. Right? They have a whole discussion, all the Amorim, right? From the beginning, the mitzamek yafalo is aser, and then they discuss mitzav yafalo aser, mitzav ralo mutter, and called the milsa, if it's micha, it's not a problem, why mitzav should lift a whole discussion, which is burning down in your own. But this whole asek in the Gemara, what's called yafalo, what's called ralo, but Hanani, we don't care. So it must be that we saw, it must be that the Amorim really passed in against Rav Sheshes, and maybe Rava didn't really mean to agree with Rav Sheshes. He just meant to like explain where Rav Sheshes is trying to give it a little dumb. When he said El Vastamish in two places like Rav Sheshes, he's meant that's where Rav Sheshes is. Okay, Lemaisa, why do I bring this up? Again, the main Raya, let's just put the main Raya, is it's not Rav Sheshes on Rav Yehuda. Then there's Rav Barakana on Rav Yehuda. You know, his 50-50 Rav Yehuda. It's Rava and Stamish. Right? Rava, Stamish, Shnayos. Right? Really, they're good too. And here, it's mostly the Amoraim and the Stoma de Gemara, the Stam Gemara, and the Stoma de Gemara, or Oskin, the Hagdaras, Mitzamek, the Yofe, or Ravo, which shows that we must really hold like the Rabbanan. Why do I bring this up to the Balamore as a big sharp? What did the Balamore say? He says we hold a Kananya, but it depends on the Tzav Yafo and the Tzav of Ra. Balamore does not make it into the sharp. But what does the Balamore say? It must be, because basically, like throughout these sugyas, they keep saying the Tzav Yafo or Yafo. What's our Asra? Bring tons of earlier Amorim were arguing that the Tzav Yafo and the Asra, and then Gemara discussed everything in the Tzav Yafo. So there are, he says, of course, you look at that. But we also think the Chaps and Achimina fits Masav Gal and Sav Yachlo. So what does Balmor say when it's finished? Ah, when Hananya said Machal Ben Dushai's mutter, that's only if it's with Tamit Peralo, not if it's with Tamit Yachlo. What does that mean? I assume what he means is this. Let's say it's half cooked. We'll make it half. I don't know. I don't think we know what Balmor has. Let's call it half. It's half cooked. But you know what? After it gets fully cooked, it's not going to be upper, it's not going to be raw. If it's half cooked, and even if it overcooks, will become yuppie and yuppie, and we're afraid your mind stokes and holes. Because after all, it's only half cooked, and it's just going to get better. If it's half cooked, and after fully cooked, will become raw, we're not so afraid your mind stokes and holes. After all, it'll gradually get a little better, and you don't want to overcook it. Right? You have two minds about it. On the one hand, you want to get the cold circle. On the other hand, you don't want to get past cold circle. No? So maybe that's the pshara of the Balamor. What did the Balamor do? I mean, it's a tremendous chiddush. But says the Balamor, and he does not make it. As a matter of fact, it's one of the rare cases where he makes it into the Beis Yosef. Usually, the Beis Yosef ignores the Balamor Lugan. I'm not talking about the sneak up. The Balamor, the Balamor, the Balamor. Here says the Balamor, he says no. He says clearly like Hananya, umutter in this bashel kamachal ben drusai rak in mitzameg the ralo. It's only mutter if it's half cooked. And if it gets too cooked, we'll go in. Because then you're not under such pressures, because then, you know, it's a two-sided coin. That'll feel some pressure stuff. But if we're in Sound Yafalo, it would be Husser. Then he said, what if it's fully cooked in Sound Yafalo? Okay. Kananya would be more. Anyway, Kitzer, so that's it. It's a Sharon. He explains all the, he gets all the reverse to work. Well, my son, no one holds like the Baltimore. Let's just go out of broad. Then obviously we'll have to stop because we are already in overtime. How do we pass it? Like Hananya or like the Rabbanan? So, remember, this is also not Gar Fakat. It's Gar Fakat. It's okay. It's not like there's no way to do it. let's just read the. It's late, so the relevant lines of the Shulchan
says the Mechaber.
I'll read it to you again. Avol nisbashal k'sasvul nisbashal kol tzorko, ba'afil nisbashal kol tzorko b'mitzamik v'yafilo. If it's not fully cooked, or even mitzam v'yafilo, ha'shimishim echatava osu l'shul shomer. It's usher, like the Rabbanan, until it's mokushka kol tzorko b'mitzamik v'ralo, it's still usher. This is the Mechaber. Then he adds, later on, what were you going to say to the next? The Yesh Omer. Kol Shin is Bashal Kamachal Ben Yersai. If it's Kuk Machal Ben Yersai, or Kol Shin is Bashal Kamachal Ben Yersai, Yachal Om, Botol Shos Om Gavin Kira. Okay, this is the Yesh Omer in the Machaber. What's the rule of Machaber? Stam Yesh Omer? Stam. So therefore, he's bringing down Hananya. Why? Pretty 50-50. Right? And there's a lot of Yesh Omer on the other side. But the Mansah, Riff Rambam's good enough for him. Says the Ramah, Binagu Lahakil Kisvar Achrona, Minik Ashkenaz is like Hananya. So the Mechaber Stam, as opposed to each Omer, was like the Rabbanan. Hanayim Zes Farnas was like the Rabbanan. And the Ramah passed him like Hananya. Why? Because Rishon Ashkenaz passed like Hananya. What's the Manadi Machukis? The Bir Alacha comes with a tremendous hitch. The Bir Alacha overturns 900 years of Ashkenazim. What does he say? Slightly. Says the Bir Alacha. Actually, people who analyze the Mishnah have pointed out that he's very reluctant to be Machmir, where the Menaga Olam is Lahakel. He's very reluctant to be Machmir. But he doesn't mind, especially in the Bir Alacha, suggesting there's room to be Machmir without being Machayfi. You know, it says the Bir Alacha, and he says, third class Bir Alacha to say it, the Nagal Hugs for our Kordai, the Xilsu Shara, Kyron, the Elosh, the Deos, and the Gibir Rush. What did the Rush conclude? Neshishola, Duke, and Mitzvahs on Shabbos. Jews love owning Shabbos. Remember, I don't think Jews love food. Jews love owning Shabbos, right? Uvavadai, you're Jews. Uvavadai lo yishmolanu, and they won't listen to us in Machra, okay, Hanafam, therefore let them buy Hanai. Rush says, you don't have to change the Menag Ashkenaz. He says, because Jews love owning Shabbos, and they're not going to listen to Machra. Or that Machra, the Rapture is going to, it sounds like we should be Machra, Ashkenazim should be Machra, like your opponent, just they won't listen. And then the Machaber clearly held this way. Take it off the fire. Why? Because as long as it's time for Tovlo, Rabbanu and Aser. So take it off the fire before Shabbos, and then you avoid the whole issue. But if you're stuck, of course, Ashkenazim told like Hananya. He says, totally bizarre for Ashkenazim and Hananya. Many Monday sort of bring it down. The Chazan Ish says, no way, no how. Says the Chazan Ish, you're absolutely wrong. Chazan Ish says, where's this Chazan Ish? Simon Lamed Zion, Os Gimel, says the Chazan Ish, no way. First of all, you know, you found one line in a rush. What do you mean? There's Rambam, there's all the Rishoni Ashkenaz, there's 900 years of Minig Ashkenaz. You can't just like change that all of a sudden. But the Chazan Ish points out, he says, he doesn't think that's really what the Rush, maybe I didn't print it out. Okay, but he says, you can look it up yourself if you don't believe me. Lamed Zion Os Gimel, he says, that's all the Rush meant. What the Rush meant is, if you want to say to be extra Machmir is a Chumrah, then don't, because the Jews love on Shabbos, and this is not an appropriate Chumrah. He didn't mean to say, really, it's us, or but what can we do with the masses? You know, one of you may feel. He meant to say, even though, because you're a Shemayim, and extra Chumrahs, we shouldn't have this extra. But the real thing is, Mahakel, so that's a big Machlokas in modern times. The big Machlokas is, says the Bir Halacha, notice, he doesn't write this in the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't like to change, he doesn't like to make confusion on Halacha. He doesn't like to reform Halacha in the Mishnah. Mishnah really likes to say what the Echronim said and what the Minim was. In the Bir Halacha, that's his own opinion. His own opinion is fixed Tovi Zahir. But the Chazon Ish says, nope. Heter Gomer, he says, what do you mean? With all due respect, there's no Tovi Zahir, it always has to be Sephardi. It's okay for an Ashkenazi to be Ashkenazi. Halacha l'maisa ad hayom hazeh. If you look in modern Sephardim, it depends if they're more influenced by Mishnah Berurah or by Chazon Ish. Many modern-day Sfarim, especially in America, say, you should really never leave anything on an open plane on Shabbos because it's always going to end up being, you know, it's not going to be Tovlo, and, you know, most references are not Tovlo, and therefore, you should never leave anything on an open plane, and you should be Machmer, Tovli Zahir, like your Halacha says. And others for him said, you have to accept this tremendous finish of your halacha. Maybe that's not what Rush meant. Not what he meant. Even if it is what he meant. No one possible I can tell the your halacha. After all, that's not what the other 12 people probably shown on this list said. Okay, halacha l'maisa, the different hagam nowadays, Niralani is dyked, the your halacha is a tremendous finish. And I don't think we have to be machmer for it. Niralani is dyked, that the that we could follow the Chazon Ish, and even the Chatila rely on Hananya. So, for example, let's say you have an oven, and you don't put a bless in your oven, whatever. Can you leave fully cooked food in the oven when Shabbos starts? Technically, not Chavon Ish, but no one really needs to do that. You know, the practical. Can you leave fully cooked food in your oven when Shabbos starts or not? Assuming there's no problem with putting it in the oven that it turns anything on or off, whatever. What? Or whatever it is. So according to your halacha, no. You have to leave it on a covered fire or on a hot plate or something. But according to the Chazon Ish, why not? We're Ashkenazim. We're Ashkenazim. Why? But it's good enough for everyone, every Ashkenazi, you know, till the Bir Halacha. And after the Bir Halacha, then good enough for us. There are at least you can follow the Chazon Ish. Those who want to be Machmel into Bir Halacha, you know, it's also fine. Technically, Machum Jusai is good enough. Just in modern day kitchen, like, it's just not. Just for practice. Ask your wife. Like, it's too hard to catch, but it's absolutely fine.
Because you want to leave it in Shabbos, don't worry about it.
How about chulet? That's a good point. What about the chulet? That's true. What if your chulet is half cooked when Shabbos starts? And it's a regular crock pot, half cooked when Shabbos starts. So you're right, cholent is a good example. In your oven, the mice have to leave it alone, then it won't. But you're right, if your cholent is half cooked when Shabbos starts, not a third. Half. Cholent is half cooked when Shabbos starts, then the Bir Halacha would have a problem with that. Then the mice, so you can follow the Chazon Ish, even if you don't do anything.
Is it?
If you don't do anything, it's not a problem. Let's say you don't do anything to your cholent, to your crock pot. Then, according to the Chazon Ish, you could leave it in as long as half cooked the Shabbos starts, and we could follow the Chazon Ish. What? If you leave your, again, I don't know how many Jewish mothers are going to leave their soup half cooked the Shabbos starts, but if you want to, yeah, and if not. It also says
that,
Right, half cooked is not going to work, so then it has to be a high flame, and then it has to transfer to a low flame once it finishes cooking. Turn down the flame, which it's not practical. But anyway, let's say you want to leave your soup stand on the gas when Shabbos starts without a blech, and it's fully cooked. Just keeping it warm, and you have a timer that will turn off the gas. You know, it's gas. Or an electric gun, yeah. And I think it's fine. I think we can follow the Chazon Ish, even though some modern-day Sfarim say, like, the Bir Halacha is totally zoda here, but it's a tremendous Kiddush. It's a tremendous Kiddush. And I think we can follow the Chazon Ish. Okay, to be continued, Amir Tz Hashem.